Well, howdy, gentlemen. Fancy meeting you here. Now, this is a picture of my girlfriend. Well, my ex-girlfriend. Funny enough, it didn't work out. But this is the type of look most femmes of today have on their face. A lot of times you can't see it because they covered it in tons of makeup. But mostly they're physical manipulators. First of all, you got the old fake-up on. Then they might have a breast implant, butt implant, lip fillers, Botox, fake tans, and all these things are physical. And they all do it to get noticed by males, to stand out from the crowd. Of course, because pheromones have the hive mind, they all look the same. None of them starts thinking outside the box. Of course, they're all denied that, because God forbid they tell the truth. It's quite dishonest, because they're trying to fake their DNA. And the big saying, of course...
So I got a breast implant, because it made me feel more confident.
Nobody, especially males, believe that crap. But to be honest, they should really work on something else. And that is their mental health. Pheromones of today have become completely delusional. They actually believe they're more valuable than gold. Of course, pheromones have always been narcissists, but the modern pheromone has taken it to a really next level. They live in a fantasy land in their own heads, and they have no common sense at all. And for me at least, their physical appearance is quite completely unattractive to me. What with far too much makeup, stupid-looking eyebrows, ugly tattoos all over them, rings or something all in their faces and noses. But I could forgo all that in a way if it wasn't for their attitude. Let's face it, most of them are batshit crazy. Of course, now they're using the drug, the slimming drug. Funny, I thought they were really happy in their obese bodies or overweight bodies. But now something easy has come along and they don't have to do much work. They're embracing it. Of course, the truth is, all the overweight pheromones or obese pheromones, all of them wished they were thin. All that business about how they loved themselves was a crock of shit, just like everything else about pheromones today. Pheromones don't understand that a male is looking for a partner in life, not somebody that's been so physically altered that she could have come from a Frankenstein movie and is completely mentally unstable. And pheromones are wondering why were all the good men gone? Why don't males approach them anymore? Well, of course they don't. They get charged for sexual assault, probably. Why has the marriage rate dropped considerably? You see, guys, this is how delusional pheromones have become. So do yourself a favour. Stay away from them. Until they get some professional help. Would you rather have a beer while you're fishing beside the lake, or have a pheromone nagging, moaning and whining in your ear? No contest. Take it easy, guys.